Welcome back, tech enthusiasts, to another episode of your favorite deep dive into the digital world, the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. I'm Alex, your guide through the complex and ever-evolving landscape of technology.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're thinking, add a sprinkle of humor, and learn right alongside you. Today, we're venturing into the world of edtech platforms. How are they built to be both secure and scalable? It sounds like a tall order, Alex.
Oh, it definitely is, Jamie. But with the right architectural patterns and technologies like microservices, Kubernetes, and edge caching, it's not just possible, it's happening.
Microservices and Kubernetes. I feel like we're about to board the Hogwarts Express into tech magic land.
Exactly, Jamie. But no magic wands here, just a lot of smart design and cutting-edge tech. Let's start with microservices. Imagine you're building a Lego castle. Instead of one giant block of Lego that you can't change, you build it out of smaller pieces that can be rearranged as needed.
So in edtech, instead of one massive unchangeable software, it's built from smaller independent services. That sounds much more flexible.
Spot on. Each service, like video streaming or quizzes, can be scaled, updated, or even temporarily taken down without affecting the whole platform. It's essential for rapidly evolving fields like education technology.
And then there's Kubernetes, the orchestrator, was it? Sounds fancy.
Kubernetes, or K8s for short, is like the conductor of an orchestra, making sure every microservice plays in harmony. It handles deploying, scaling, and managing these services, ensuring they're running smoothly and efficiently.
I love that analogy. But what about when students from all over the world access these platforms? How do they keep things speedy?
Ah, that's where edge caching comes into play. It stores copies of content like videos or quizzes on servers closer to where the users are. Think of it as having a mini library in your town instead of having to travel to the main library in a far-off city.
Smart, less travel time means happier students. But what about security? I imagine that's a big concern.
Absolutely, Jamie. With microservices, you have more components that need to be secured, which is why concepts like zero trust architecture, API gateways, and strict authentication are crucial. It's all about verifying who's accessing what and ensuring secure communication between services.
So it's like having a really good bouncer at every door, checking IDs and making sure only the VIPs get through?
Perfect analogy, Jamie. And with Kubernetes, you also get to manage these services' security at scale, using things like network policies and secrets management to protect sensitive data.
It sounds like building these platforms is quite the endeavor, but the payoff in global, scalable, and secure education must be worth it.
Definitely, Jamie. And as technology evolves, so do the possibilities for learning experiences. The future of edtech is not just about content delivery. It's about creating immersive, interactive learning environments that can adapt to students' needs anywhere in the world.
Wow. I can't wait to see where that future takes us. But it looks like we're out of time for today. Thanks, Alex, for breaking down the complex world of edtech platforms, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in.
It's been a pleasure, as always. Remember, technology is vast and ever-changing, but that's what makes it exciting. Stay curious, keep learning, and we'll see you in the next episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.
Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. Let us know what tech topics you're curious about. Until next time, keep your tech nerd flag flying high.